called you tonight. Checking in to tell you I-L-Y. Neon lights, all them girls around got you on my mind. Even if I'm out all night long.
Hey guys, my name is Donald Jenkins, and this is my podcast called Nashville Hits Collecting Dust. So
everything's up to super sick. DJ McCarty right there for the video. He knows the angles. He knows my best side. And the right. What's up?
Left side.
Strong side. Backside. I'm glad
I'm on this side because this is my best side too. So
perfect.
Yeah.
Hey, let's get started. What's up, guys? Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Nashville Hits Collecting Dust. And wow, I'm excited because I'm sitting here with my boy, Drew Castle. What's going on?
What's going on, man?
How you doing?
I'm excited to be here, man. It's
you know, I've been talking about having you on for a couple of months.
Yeah.
We've met and hung out a couple of times, and we'll tell that story in a minute. But
sure.
I've been getting with Adam a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Your manager.
Yeah, that's my dude, man.
Right?
Yeah, really cool guy, man.
A couple of months ago, he's like, hey, look, we're working on Drew's EP. We're going to release it, and I'd like to have him on the show right around that time. And guess what? We're here. I mean, like, in like a week, we're releasing your new EP.
Yeah, my first EP. It's my first one, too, ever. Like, I've always put out music from back when I stayed in Cleveland, but this is my first, like, project. So, it's like my baby.
All right, well, hold on. Like, you have one of the best stories. This is what I want to tell. All right? Well, actually, I don't want to tell it. I just want to ask.
Okay.
You tell it. How's that?
That's cool.
Because we first met, believe it or not, I knew of you, but when we first met, we were on the FGL cruise.
Yeah. Exactly.
And of course, you were out with the guys, Tyler and BK.
Yeah.
But then they were telling me like how they found you.
Yeah.
Instagram.
Yep.
B. Cole found you on Instagram.
It was B. Cole. And it's crazy how I got to tell this story.
Okay.
Like, the crazy thing is how everything happened is just, I didn't even know who B. Cole was. I was at home. I was chilling. And I get on Instagram and I see this girl follow me. She got like these thousands of followers, and I'm just like, I don't know who she is, but she looks like she does like clothing and stuff.
Yeah.
So I didn't really pay no attention, and then I woke up the next morning and I got an email, and the email was from Brian Kelly from Florida Georgia Line. And so he was just asking like, hey man, are you signed to anybody? You got any publishing deals? Do you have a manager? Anything like that? And he was like, maybe you want to talk, just give me a call. So I called him.
Wait, if you want to call Florida Georgia Line, you know, just call.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Let me go to lunch first.
I didn't email him back at all. I just called him.
And they picked up?
He picked up. We stayed on the phone for about like 20, 25 minutes and talked. And they were getting ready. This happened last year, 2015, in February.
Yeah.
And they were on their way out to go to another country on tour, and they were like, hey man, if you're available, can we fly you out to Madison Square Garden tomorrow? And I was like,
no.
Exactly.
Yeah, really?
I said no. I was like, yeah, of course. And so I got on the plane, I went out there the next day, and that's how I met them at Madison Square Garden on their tour last year.
Okay, let me just recap this for a minute. B. Cole, which by the way, some people get this confusion because I used to, but there's BK and B. Cole. By the way, they're married.
Yes, they're married.
BK is Brian Kelly with Florida Georgia Line. B. Cole is his wife.
Yes,
right?
It's his wife, Brittany.
And so Brittany is on Instagram. Finds you on Instagram. I guess singing? Is it videos?
I don't even know which video it was.
She never said like what it was.
I think she showed me and I just don't remember which one it was.
Okay.
But she did tell me that she just so happened to come across the Explore page. She saw my video. I know she told me this. It was a collage video. I don't know if you've ever seen the collage videos, but the collage videos are when you do harmonies and stuff like that. Instead of just singing on video, you got other videos playing along with you, and they're doing like harmonies.
Gotcha.
So she saw, I know that. And she said she showed it to Brian, and Brian showed it to Tyler, and they showed it to everybody else.
And then like within 48 hours, you're in Madison Square Garden?
It was less than 24 hours.
Oh my gosh.
Because all this happened like at nighttime the day before. And that's how it all happened. Yeah.
Well, guys, if you need any more proof that your whole life can change in
I'm
less than
guy.
A day, his name
guy.
Is Drew Castle. Just want to say.
That guy.
And by the way, if I could get a mental note from my super sick DJ McCarty over there about figuring out social media and a collage video. because I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
But apparently that's where it's at. We need to get a collage video, and then I feel like somebody's going to have me like on the Ellen show because of that. After your story.
They'll definitely get you on the Ellen show.
Oh, perfect. So somebody was telling me the other day, I don't even remember, so I'm not even going to tell it. But that's a great story. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, gosh, I don't even know where to, there's really nowhere to go other than maybe take a step backwards and say, you know, how did you get into music in the first place? And what is music like in Cleveland as compared to Nashville? And,
yeah.
Tell me about that.
I could definitely tell you that. In Cleveland, the music scene is way more R&B, way more soulful, more gospel. I grew up deep in church. My dad's a pastor. And so that's how I got into music. I started playing drums when I was 3 in church. And that's how it all happened. And then eventually, like when I first started singing at 12, like when I really started getting into singing.
Yeah.
And I didn't take it serious until I got about maybe like 15 or 16. And that's when it all came out. And that's how it all happened. The difference between like Cleveland music and Nashville music is because, now I knew about Nashville.
Okay.
And crazy thing is, before the guys found me on Instagram, my sister had a show down here, my sister sings. And she came back, she said, "Drew, you got to go to Nashville." And I looked at her in her face and I said, "I'll never move to Nashville." I said, because I'm from the city.
Right.
It's
yeah.
two different worlds. And the kind of music that I do, I was just like, I don't know if I'm going to fit in down there. But then once I got a chance to come down here and visit, I see how diverse it is. I was like, maybe I could use it as a stomping ground, you know, because there's nobody down here that is really doing pop R&B music that has something going on. So maybe I can use that to my advantage. So that's the difference with, like, you know, Nashville scene and Cleveland scene for sure.
Yeah, and I tell people all the time that people that don't live here, they think Nashville and, you know, Music City, USA, for some reason, the first thing is just straight up country and honky tonks, right?
That's what I thought, man.
And it's not, though, since you've been here, right? Like, it's all music.
Yeah, it's all music.
Not just, you know,
it's
country.
It's not just one thing. I literally thought, man, like, if I come down here, I'm going to see a bunch of girls in cowboy hats and cowgirl boots. Like, I didn't know.
Which we have. I mean,
yeah, you definitely have it. It was just something I wasn't used to. You know, I was from a different world. And so I was afraid of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, but it's.
Well, had you heard of Florida Georgia Line then?
Yeah, I knew about the song Cruise. I just didn't hear any of their other music.
Yeah.
And I didn't get a chance to really listen to their other music until I got on tour with them. And when I got on tour with them, now I know like every song.
Wow. So you grew up in church, that's where you fell in love with music, started writing, taking it serious. Mm-hmm. You're doing your thing. You meet, you know, this band called Florida Georgia Line. They fly you to Madison Square Gardens. Like, what is that conversation like when you're out there meeting them and that whole atmosphere? I mean, that's got to be a little bit different from Cleveland as well, right?
Well, I never thought that if I was to be in Madison Square Garden, it would be like that. And I never thought that if I was going to meet those guys or have an opportunity like I have now, then it would be like that either, you know? And so that place is huge. Like, when I've been to New York before.
Yeah.
And I was doing like it wasn't like a Disney Channel thing, but I had some things going on that could possibly lead to like Disney Channel, like Nickelodeon and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out. But every time I went to New York, I made sure I went to Madison Square Garden. I'm like, man, I wonder what it looks like in there. I've never been in there. The most the furthest I got was to the door.
Yeah.
And I looked inside. I'm like, well, I could see the hallway. And that was it.
Wow.
But yeah, man, like I never thought that it would happen like that. And I got up there. It was sold out. And I'm looking at all the walls. They got Michael Jackson up there. They got Beyonce up there, like people that I look up to as artists. And so it was just very inspirational. And that, you know, it was
really good. And you know, Tyler and BK, they're such great guys.
They're really good people, man. Really good people.
They really are. It's funny. I think everybody has this vision of what it would be like to hang out, you know, with like these superstars.
I get that all the time, man.
You know?
Like all the time.
And they're just really so down to earth and just good people.
Yeah, they really are good people. I started touring with them like last May. When I first moved here, and all the way to like October. And I was with them literally every single day. And so I got a chance to be around them and see how they act, who they are. You know, we got a chance to have some really deep conversations. We had some hard times on tour, you know, but it was all worth it because it's like I got a chance to know them and they got a chance to know me. And people ask me all the time, like, what are these guys like? I said, they are really literally like the coolest guys in the world. Like no exaggerations. They're just really cool people.
They are.
Yeah.
Well, what was it like? I mean, you opened up for them, what, like 38 shows?
It wasn't 38 shows. It was close to 30, though.
Okay.
I think it was like 27. I can't remember. It was like 27.
Please, tell me, what's that like going on that stage?
Well, I went from being in front of like 50 to 100 people at home to 25,000 people almost every night, and 18,000 people, 20,000 people. You know, like, my first show was very nerve-wracking, you know? I got a funny story to tell you, too.
Please do.
One day, I think we're in New York. I'm not sure. But one of the guys from the band had texted me and said, hey, the guys want you to come on stage and sing Shine On with them. And I said, okay. Now, I knew Shine On. I knew the chorus. Never really paid attention to the verse, you know, but I knew the chorus. And so they were like, they want you to sing the second verse.
Oh, no.
I said, oh, man. So like, they were like, can you learn it tonight? So, of course, I'm like, yeah, I can learn it tonight. So I did, though. I learned it. But when I got on stage,
oh
my God, dog, it was crazy.
It's different, right? Like, you'll forget your name in front of 20,000 people.
Oh, you forget everything. I mean, everything. And it was hilarious, though, because Brian and Tyler knew we were on stage, and they looked right at me as I'm literally mumbling on the mic.
So what did they just pick it up or what?
They picked it up. But Brian's right here next to me on stage. People are going crazy. They're still going crazy,
sure.
Which is funny. And so Brian looks at me and he just loses it.
Yeah,
and he just picks it up. And that was it. And so we rehearsed it. That day we didn't get a chance to sound check at all. And so I never got a chance to really like get fully into it. I just wanted to be the guy that didn't want to let nobody down. Like, hey, you gave me a challenge, so I'm going to take it.
Talking about just like throwing somebody in the deep end and saying like sink or swim. I mean, DJ McCarty, that's super sick, right?
I guess the definition of, I guess, is to get thrown into a situation like that. Oh, yeah. Have they asked you to do that verse again? To redeem
yourself? Yeah, I did it the whole tour.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but so I mean, like, yeah. They did it without even rehearsing at first. They just said, hey, come on.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah, that was it. They told me, like, hey, they're going to call you on stage. And hey, when they call you, go out there.
Hey, they did that. I never forget when we were on the FGL cruise, they did mm-hmm. that in snow. They didn't. They did. We were side stage. Yeah. And I can't even remember what they were singing. But literally, they pointed at snow. I was sitting over there behind him. He's like, what are they doing? And all of a sudden, they called him up. And they made him just like, hey, you know, they just introduced freestyle. Him. And he freestyled it.
He killed it, though.
Oh, of course he killed it. But I was sitting there going, man, I don't even know. I don't want to stand back here. Because, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well. Snow is a really cool dude, man. I got a chance to meet him when I got down here. Really good friend of Brian and Tyler's.
Yep.
And The good thing about those guys is they take chances on people.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing that I'm like really proud of with myself is, and everything I have going on is that they took a chance on me, you know, and I've been in situations where people act as if they want to take a chance, but really they're in it for the wrong reasons.
Right.
You know? And so I still haven't felt that with these guys and, I'm not planning on it. I don't think they're planning on it at all. So it's been working out really good, man. I don't know what the future holds, but we're just going to continue to work hard and see where it takes us.
Well, I'm excited for you. And there's a buzz, and I've always heard good stuff about you. They have always talked great about you. So
I'm
excited to see where this goes.
Mm-hmm.
But the story in itself is really cool.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, going forward now we're, hey, by the way, you can actually pre-order your EP right now if you want to.
I just wanted
to throw that out real quick. It will be officially out on the September 16th, right?
September 16th. Yeah.
Yep. And I guess if you're in Nashville, we're going to do a show on the 19th at 12th and Porter.
At 12th and Porter, 7:00, first 50 people get a free drink ticket.
Well,
so make sure it's going to be nice, man. I really can't wait. And I really can't wait for everybody to get a chance to see me dance because nobody's really got a chance to see me dance. And that's what I do. I'm a pop R&B artist that sings and dance.
Yeah. You know?
And so on the tour, I didn't really get a chance to do that. But I put up little video clips like on my Instagram and stuff like that just so people know, you know. And a lot of people back home, I built a lot of my fan base back in Cleveland for my city.
Sure.
They all know.
You know?
But now I'm in a different world and I want to make sure that they know too.
You know
what I'm saying? So it's all working out, man. I can't wait for this show.
I'm excited. So yeah, I am. Well, tell me about this. Like, you know, in regards to your style of music.
Yeah.
You know, you said, hey, I'm from the city. I'm from Cleveland. Like, mm-hmm. it's different from Nashville. Yeah. But, you know, you moved here and realized that, hey, it's more than just country. Like, yeah, it's sure. everything. But as far as, like, you, your songs and what you write and what you sing, where does that kind of inspiration come from or your style? Can you talk
just
about that?
Just from me being in the city. Like I told you before, like, the city, Cleveland is way more R&B-ish and gospel. You don't find a lot of pop music in Cleveland, but I love pop music. I listen to a lot of Jason Derulo, a lot of Usher, a lot of Chris Brown, and those are like my guys. Those are my go-to guys, even yeah. Justin Bieber. And so my inspiration comes from some of those guys, and it just comes from life in general, like how I like to write songs and the things I like to talk about in my songs.
And you come from a big family, right?
Huge. Huge family, man. Like,
so how many? Are you the youngest, the oldest, in the middle?
I'm the middle.
Okay.
In total of us like staying in the house, it was, I think, 13 or 14 of us in the house.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of us. It's me, my brothers, my sisters, my nieces and my nephews, and then my parents. And I've been an uncle, man, since I was like, I think, 8 years old. I've been an uncle since I was 8.
Now, is anybody else, any of your siblings in music? And
yeah, my brother, he raps. My sister sings. My mom sings. My dad sings. My mom was a praise and worship leader at church back in Cleveland.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of want to go to a family reunion and make this happen.
Like, if you went to my family reunion, you would be like, wow. like my family is huge, man. Like, they had an award back then that they used to give out into the city. When my dad was like a teenager, like his early 20s and his teen years. And the award was like for the biggest family in Cleveland. And we always won that award. No brainer.
Wow. Easily. Well, I want to ask a couple of questions because I'm not going to ask like I normally do, but this is a little bit different situation. But
yeah.
if you, what's like probably the best piece of advice somebody's given you as far as like in your journey? And it doesn't have to be with music, but it can be anybody. What's that best piece of advice you've ever gotten?
The best piece of advice, it is silly, man. The best piece of advice overall from everybody is just to remain yourself and just be honest with yourself with everything you're doing and your music, and just as a person, you know, treat people nice.
Yeah.
And that's like the best advice I've been given, is to work hard, you know, and just don't give up, you know,
yeah.
And that's always been my thing, man. And I know it sounds, repetitive, like, oh, don't give up, always work hard, but it's true though, like,
yeah,
literally, until you're in the situation. Like, I'm in the situation, I'm in a situation now where I have to work hard regardless on what the situation is.
Yeah.
I have to work hard and believe in myself, and if I don't, nobody else is going to believe in me, you know.
Yeah,
I got to believe in myself.
No, I love it. Well, all right, well, finish this statement for me then. Okay
so
Donald, if you really knew me, like, we've hung out a couple of times,
for sure.
I kind of know of you. I know, yeah, some of your, you know, your mutual friends,
for sure.
But if you really knew me,
okay,
you would know what?
If I really okay, let's do this one more time. Okay,
you,
I got you.
Yeah, all right, so yeah, if you really knew me, mm-hmm, and it doesn't have to be serious, it can, okay, be funny, there's really no wrong answer. So if you really knew me, you would know this.
You like to party.
You do?
You like to party.
Oh, well, I know I do. I'm talking about you.
I thought you were saying, yeah, if I really knew you.
No. I'm saying finish this statement.
Okay.
All right, Donald, mm-hmm, if you really knew me, Drew Castle,
okay,
if you really knew me,
yeah,
you would, dang, he knows I like to party, though. I just thought about that. Like,
is
he didn't even know me that well. Do I have
thing?
A reputation?
That's not a bad thing at all, man.
I do, though.
I partied a lot when I was back in Cleveland.
I do like to have a good time. I love life, DJ.
Hey, we are well aware, and I think the weird thing is everybody that's come on the show has some way segued into that conversation.
Into that conversation.
Like, Donald, we've seen you. This is how. But here's the thing. That this is how he meets a lot of people.
Yeah.
And then makes connections and networks, and then
I met
here
him
we
on
are.
A party boat.
What?
So, like,
you see, it's, I met him
you
in the middle
embrace
of a party,
it, Donald.
Well, that's a true statement, but not yes. But it was because of the relationships.
Yeah.
Do you know how I got invited to the FGL cruise, or
no,
when I got?
I don't think you ever told me. Tell me.
Tyler and Haley text me 24 hours before the boat was supposed to leave. I was in Dallas, flying back to Nashville. I was on the plane. I was about to put my, you know, phone on airplane mode, because that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is a lie. And Haley goes, hey, do you want to go on the cruise? And I go, yes. And then she was like, if you can get to Miami by in the morning, we got a room for you.
How did you make that? How did you make that happen? Did you get there?
I flew from Dallas to Nashville, booked another flight to Miami without a hotel or anything. One of the scarier stories of my life, because I get to Miami like in the middle of the night and I hadn't booked a hotel because the boat leaves the next morning.
Yeah.
And every hotel was booked within like a 10-mile radius. I stayed at one of the sketchiest hotels. I really did. I took a picture of where I was and dropped a pin and sent it to Haley and Tyler. They were already asleep. Of course, I go, if I don't show up on the boat in the morning, this is my last location.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
In Miami. That's right. And, but yeah, I made it and, had a blast. But yeah, 24 hours notice is what they gave me. And so that's, I'm not going to say no to that.
Why would you?
Adam, would you say no to that? Never.
Never.
But that's actually where we met. Yeah, so, and
I got a funny story about the cruise too, when they asked me to come too. It was actually Brian that texted me and he said, hey man, this was before, the crazy thing is, this was before I really officially signed. We knew that we were going to do it, but this is when I came down to visit a couple times.
Yeah.
And he texted me like, hey man, you know, we got this cruise that we do every year. You want to go? And I said, like a boat? Like an ocean?
Yeah, like a big boat.
Yeah, like an ocean. And he was like, yeah man, you want to go? Well, we would love for you to perform on the cruise. And I said, I don't know, man. I don't do water. And I said, I don't know, man. I don't do water. He was like, dude, trust me. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
I said, Brian, I'm taking your word, man.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to go. But I'm not a big fan of boats or cruises or water. None of it.
But you had a blast, right?
Oh, yeah. I had the time of my life.
So much fun.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Well, I promise you I don't party too hard. I'm just a social. That's how I meet people.
Yeah, yeah.
God,
last
anyway.
Time I seen you was kind
we're not of ragging on you, Don.
No, that's true.
Yeah, the last time I seen it was South.
Yeah,
it was at South. Yeah. He was partying.
Well, I was with Richard because that's a mutual friend that does our Creative Vets nonprofit. That
I just talked to Richard yesterday.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm going to do something with them too.
That's awesome.
For sure.
Such a great organization. But there's four or five songs.
Five songs on the EP. My favorite one on there, man. I really like all of them, but I'm leaning to two of them right now. I'm leaning to Crawling and Like You. Those, it depends, like the days.
Yeah.
The days. Like one day is like the other song is my favorite, you know?
No, I get it. And the reason why I get it is because I have a lot of favorite songs too, that for whatever reason never get cut, never get released. You have favorite songs that are going to be on your EP, but you know, there's probably some favorite songs that you have that for whatever reason didn't make the cut.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have one of those?
I do. It's a song I wrote with, I wrote this with Tom Bupre and Lisa Go. And it's one of my favorite songs we wrote together. It's called, Jesus, I just forgot the name. It's called Heartbeat.
<I'm sorry. laughs> Yeah, hey, do you remember the song? Can you play it? Lisa Go's my girl. She's been on the show twice.
What?
Yeah.
She didn't let me know anything. I would have been watching and knowing and being aware that she was on the show.
Listen, I apparently this show's kind of a big deal. First of all,
it's a huge deal.
You're on it. Yeah, so
whatever,
that
man.
Says something. But yeah, no, Lisa's been on the show and she killed it. She played her one that like Bieber apparently closes all the shows with.
Yeah.
That was
That's
an
a
awesome
good song though, man.
It's a great song.
Yeah,
it's a really good song. Well, hey, this is an exclusive then, if you don't mind playing it, because everybody has favorites, but not every song could be cut. Like there's a million reasons why.
Yeah.
Before you play it, can you maybe walk us through like maybe the thought process of like how and why a song maybe does or does not, you know, make it?
Well, for me is because I do pop R&B music. So it's a little different. I don't know if it's a little different for other genres of music, but for me, I want people to see that I can sing anything and I want them to feel comfortable with me being on any song.
Yeah.
You know, and so for me, I got to give them an R&B feel, I got to give them a pop feel, and I got to give them a mashup in one, you know. And so we just took the best ones out of all of those. Not saying that the other songs weren't good.
Right.
Because they are.
Right.
It's some of the songs I wanted on there, but when you have a team of people and everybody has to agree on which one is better.
Yeah.
You know,
which means all those great songs, there's nothing wrong with them. They're collecting dust right now.
Yeah. But I don't.
You may use them in the future, right?
You may use them in the future for sure. Collecting dust.
They're collecting dust. I don't know if you know my show's called Nashville Hits Collecting Dust.
Yeah. Nice. I got it. Yeah.
Cool. Will you play it for us then?
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. What's the name of it? You and
it's
Lisa?
It's called Heartbeat.
Heartbeat. Sweet.
I called you tonight, W-I-L-Y, neon lights. All them girls around got you on my mind, even if I'm out all night long. And the drink gets too strong, I'm still coming home to you. Every breath depends on you. I need you like a heartbeat, moving through my body. Without you I can't breathe. I need you like a heartbeat. You're the final touch to my masterpiece. Do you believe, girl? Hey. I need you like a heartbeat. I just need your love. I just need your love. I need you like a, I need you like a, I need you like a, I need you like a. They can call me a fool, that's just the definition of my love for you. Red and blue, in and out, pushing, pulling me to you. Even if I'm out all night long, and the drink gets too strong, I'm still coming home to you. Every breath depends on you. I need you like a heartbeat, moving through my body. Without you I can't breathe. I need you like a heartbeat. You're the final touch to my masterpiece. Do you believe, girl? Oh yeah. Hey, I need you like a heartbeat. I just need your love. I just need your love.
God, I just kind of wanted to keep going. Were you like all three of us were in there going like
that one was a little bit better.
Just keep it up.
That was great, man.
Oh my God. That was awesome, man. Had to redeem myself.
No, man, that was great. Love that song.
Appreciate it.
Well, dude, I mean, technically, I can keep the record button on and we can just play all night if you want. I'm good with that. What about it, DJ McCarty?
Here's the thing. I don't have to be anywhere till my fantasy draft. So besides that, I'm good.
What's up with, I can't get in the fantasy draft.
I can't either.
I can't do it, man. I just rather watch the game. I can't. I don't even know what it's about.
I understand
about.
That.
I just, at the end of the day, I just don't have time. Like, I think know enough about. But anyway, you know what?
Neither here nor there.
Hey. A lot of people do it. I'll just let them do it. And apparently all I'll do is just keep partying.
But here's the thing. I can do it from where I'm sitting. So, Drew, you're just going to have to keep playing.
That's right.
Give me some music motivation for my picks.
Am I really?
Well, Drew, dude, thanks so much for coming in. Everybody can find you on social media. It's I am Drew Castle. Is that what it is?
It's I'm Drew Castle.
I'm.
Yeah,
not
I'm
I am.
Castle. Yeah, not I am. Some people get it missed. It's just I'm Drew Castle.
I'm Drew Castle. Awesome. Yeah. And excited to hear it. Honestly, I don't ever give dates on this because it could be published in a couple of days. But
yeah,
if this is before September 19th and you are in Nashville,
yeah,
12th and Porter, we got the little release party.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward
7
to
7 o'clock.
Hey,
y'all should be there, man.
Hey, you know I'm going to be one of the first 50. I mean, you know I am.
Well, even if you're not, you're still gonna get a drink.
Oh, see, that's
but
what
the good
like.
Thing is, that's the good boy. Thing I like about you is that you like to party, and this is gonna be a party. Show,
that's right. That's right. And you know, so definitely come join. But either way, if not, it's on pre-order iTunes right now.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe by the time you listen to this, it's on iTunes right now. You gotta get it.
Yep. Remember my name, Drew Castle.
Yeah, well, yes. I don't think it's going to be hard remembering your name, honestly.
Well, I was just saying it just because it was the name of the EP.
I know it is. And yeah. I was just reiterating that. And not too long, most people will know your name. I'm excited for you. And
thanks.
I can't wait to just watch your journey. That's
thanks,
what I love.
Man.
I've seen
a lot for having
so
me
much.
Here.
Absolutely. Hey, when you are like really, really big, you know, will you promise me that you'll still come back on?
Yeah, I promise you.
Okay.
For sure.
Cool.
And the reason why I say that is because I watch so many things with artists and they grow up with their friends like that interview them and stuff. And I've never had like an actual friend or somebody that really knew me or took the time and wanted me to come on the show.
Yeah.
To actually watch me or hopefully skyrocket or something. You
That's
know?
Right.
So if I ever get to that point, you know, if I ever get to that point, I'm definitely going to show a lot of love. For sure.
Well, please do. And you know me. If not, I'll just meet you backstage. And I'll chase you down.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Drew, remember when you said you were going to?
No,
that's right now. We're not even at the house.
We have video and audio confirmation. Yeah, it's a binding contract.
This is actually recorded.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It's a verbal contract.
I'm glad it's recorded because I wanted to make sure it was recorded because I keep my promises, man. And, you know, when you're around good, it's always good to do that when you're around good people. You know what I'm saying? So.
Well, hey, man, excited for you. Thanks for coming on. Let's do it again.
Thanks for having me, man.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, Drew.
Peace.
This has been HITS Collecting Dust. Please support this podcast and the artists featured by going to iTunes, subscribing, and leaving us a review.